This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some fun on a Tuesday. It's the start of our week is a Tuesday because it's Labor Day week, and oh man, it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a great week. It is. There's going to be so many highs and so many lows. There's the great and the terrible, the good, the bad. I'm worried that I'm falling out of love with pizza. I will explain. Joe Biden says he's attacking Big Pharma. That loser, Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey's in the news about running for president. How does that keep happening? The climate change death cult, ivermectin, and someone is attacking school days. Snow days, I mean. All that's coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. If I sound a little bit pepped up, that's the reason. But first, we need to talk about something terrible and then something wonderful. Just hang with me for a second. Don't worry. I just need to address something really quickly. The big news over the weekend was this. Gustavo Arnal, I'm not sure if I said that correctly. He was born in Venezuela. I was born in America, so I don't say some of these names correctly. But Gustavo Arnal, former Big Bed Bath & Beyond executive, being sued for fraud. I don't want to besmirch the man's name, but apparently did the nasty plunge off the 18th floor of his Tribeca apartment. Not good. His wife was home. I don't know this person. I'm not going to spend more than 2 minutes on this. Forget about him. Let's talk about you. All politics aside, everything else aside, let's just talk about you really quickly. I just felt the need as I heard this story to bring this to you. Life can be very, very, very difficult. Life can be so difficult, there are times it feels like you can't breathe. You ever have one of those times? You're so low, it's like you have to focus on taking a breath in. You're not alone. I've been there. Most people have been there. Maybe you're sick. Maybe your husband's sick, wife's sick. Maybe you committed a crime and the cops are coming after you. Maybe you didn't and the cops are coming after you. Can't put anything past anyone. Maybe you just lost a spouse, family member, child. What could be worse than that? Who knows? I don't know. There are 1,000 things that can bring you low, especially when you're heading into down economic times. Makes everything worse. Financial hardship. How are the bills? I know. Please hear me on this. Just survive another day. If you're ever considering doing something like ending your life, do me a favor. Wait one day, please. Because I have been so low at certain points in my lifetime. Never suicidal low, but just low. What's it all for? I screwed this up. It's almost always about something I did, right? I've screwed up so many things that it's almost always something I did. And you get so low and you feel like I'm never coming out of this. Wait a day. And understand that help is a phone call away. The National Suicide Hotline. I used to give out the 800 number every now and then, or 888 number. I don't remember what it was. It's even easier now. If you pick up your phone, maybe you're there right now. Maybe you're staring out the window of your Manhattan apartment thinking about seeing if you can do a couple backflips on the way down. Do me one favor, please. First, pick up your phone and just call 988. That's it. In fact, if you just look up on your phone, suicide hotline, you don't even have to worry about dialing it. It'll just come up right there on your fancy cell phone, 988, and press call. They're available 24 hours a day. Ah, Jesse, it's someone on the other line. Doesn't know you, doesn't care. You're right. That's part of the beauty of these suicide hotlines. They don't actually know you. You can call and tell them, hey, I defrauded all my business partners. I'm about to go to prison for 20 years. When my wife finds out, she's going to leave me. I'm thinking about offing myself. They're not going to judge you. Their job is just to listen and then provide assistance and provide places to go. I'm not going to stay on this. We're going to move off this. I just felt the need, and I will do this from time to time. If you're low, make a phone call and wait a day. That old saying that you see, women probably buy this stuff on Etsy with little sayings like this on there. The night is darkest right before the dawn. I know, it's cheesy. I know, it is. Still true, though. It is. I've been to a million valleys in my life. Normally, whenever I'm at that period where I can't breathe anymore, that's when it's just about to take off again. You might be tomorrow away from that happening. Give yourself a chance at it. All right? There. Call 988 if you're thinking about hurting yourself. Now, let's move on to what we have. Let's talk about COVID for a minute. Because there is something that is human nature. It is human nature to blame other people when you screw up and to take all the credit for it when you do very well. I try to make a habit of it on this show. When something doesn't go right, I just blame Chris or Michael. It's their fault. What, Chris? when something kills and I know it kills, well, clearly it was all me. There's nobody helping behind the scenes. It's just me. I do it all myself. But look, I'm obviously being tongue-in-cheek, but it's true. I do the same thing. Whenever I have screwed something up, my first instinct is, let's try to pass this buck, huh? Let's try to fade the heat, as the kids say. It wasn't me. Here's what we have now. And what I'm about to say will probably offend you. Keep in mind, I don't care that you're offended. You're welcome to email and let me know. I still won't care. I'll read it, but I won't care. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm offensive. I realize that's just who I am. There's nothing I can do about it. Blame my dad. I get it from him. He's very offensive. Where are we now? As a world, as a country, where are we? We have sudden adult death syndrome. They've actually come up with a new name for it because 18 to 49-year-olds are dropping like flies. I'm looking at a story right here. Schools are back and confronting severe learning loss. Children can't do math, can't read, don't know how to speak. America now is fatter than it was 2 years ago. Heart problems popping up out of the blue. Strokes popping up out of the blue. But let's put all that stuff aside for a minute. Let's also do remember, economically, we are in the early stages. We are just the entering phase, just the tip of an economic disaster. Everything is in place to have an economic disaster. Now, you haven't lived through a Great Depression. I haven't lived through a Great Depression. I was fortunate enough to have interviewed people who have, and I've read enough things from people who have. One of the things we forget about the Great Depression is how long it lasted. The Great Depression, you think of it like a month or 6 months. Oh, they had a bad year. It's just the human mind. The human mind does that. Years. Years. 25% unemployment, shanty towns popping up on lands outside of cities, suicide, substance abuse, alcohol abuse through the roof, poverty, disease, 10 years of it. And I have believed and remain pretty confident that we're heading there quickly right now. And because the pain is just now beginning, people are starting to wake up, look around, realize they've been lied to about virtually everything. Everything you've been told was the truth is actually a lie. Everything you've been told was a lie is actually the truth. There's a certain level of anger building up. And so now what you're going to see is the great walk back. There'll be no outright apologies. There'll be no ownership of things. There'll be one gigantic fade the heat effort from all the powers that be as everything seems to come down around us. By the way, it won't end the world. It's just going to be rough for a while. The great walk back. Things like, this.
I've been fighting pharma for my entire career. My entire career. And we finally beat pharma. We finally beat pharma.
In case you thought that was a one-off, there was also this.
We beat pharma this year! We beat pharma this year, and it mattered. We're going to change people's lives.
Beat pharma? Oh, I'm sure you're sitting there screaming at the radio right now. They're the ones who made pharma rich. I'm sure you're screaming at that. Yes, that's true. Your anger is justified. But it's time to have a little oracle prediction on the things that are coming and why it's coming, so we can all sit back and have a good old snicker when it finally gets here. No, not the candy bar. We're going to do that next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Riding along on this big old jet plane, I've been thinking about.
Do you support pedophilia? I'm sorry, did that question make you uncomfortable? Do you support pedophilia? It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Chris says no. I say no. Michael says no. You're probably saying no on the radio. I'll get back to the pharma stuff in a second. You don't support pedophilia. Okay, that's good. Good. I'm glad you don't. Okay. Let me ask you a couple questions. Do you bank at Wells Fargo or Citibank? You drink Jack Daniels? Mike's Hard Lemonade? Tito's Vodka. Big here in Texas where I live. You drink Tito's Vodka? You like that Tito's? Good low-cost option for vodka, that's for sure. Low-cost, pretty good quality. We just had back-to-school shopping. Did you go to Target? Buy those binders? Backpacks? Last time you went and stayed somewhere, did you stay at a Courtyard Marriott? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you support pedophilia. No, I'm not blaming you. I'm not blaming you. Hold on. I could answer yes to those questions. I've stayed at a Courtyard. I've done business with Wells Fargo. Lord knows I've done business with Tito's Vodka and Jack Daniels. I'm not pointing fingers to you. The city of Boise is having a big old drag kids event. Children as young as 11 will dress up and drag and dance for the disgusting Sodom and Gomorrah people in the crowd, and it's all sponsored by the companies I just mentioned. So let me ask you again, do you support pedophilia? Time to put your money where your morals are. Me too, pointing my finger at me. We'll come back to that. I'll tell you what, I'm going to address that in a major way about 45 minutes from now. Remember, no judgment. We're all having to unpack what it's like to live in a society where we're freaking surrounded by this filth. So we will deal with that in a minute. Let's go back to this. COVID, big pharma, the gigantic revisionist history you're about to see. Right now, as the world collapses, the Western world, as our economies collapse, housing markets collapse, substance abuse through the roof, you're going to see all the authors of this destruction. You're going to see all of them pointing fingers at other people. This is going to be common. It's going to drive you insane. It's going to drive me insane, but you better get ready for a lot of this.
Let's step back to where we were not too long ago when this president walked into this administration, how mismanaged the pandemic, the response to the pandemic was, how 47% of schools were in less than 6 months, our schools went from 46% to open, to nearly all of them being open to full time. That was the work of this president, and that was the work of Democrats.
Okay, they're giving Democrats credit for opening up the schools and blaming Republicans for it. That's making you mad. You better understand, that is going to be the norm now. They're going to blame the right. They're going to, as things come out more and more, mark my words on this, you can write it down, they're going to blame Donald Trump for the vaccine. Chris is raising his hand right now, to be fair. Look, you're right. I mean, Trump owns a lot of it. A lot of it. Operation Warp Speed wasn't signed into law by Joe Biden. You're right. That's fair. But Donald Trump wasn't the one who forced the mandates on people. Donald Trump wasn't the one. And well, initially he was, but after a little bit, he wasn't the one saying things like this.
They cannot say to kids, well, go to school, you might get sick, and take it home, because they're the biggest risk. The biggest risk to the spread of the pandemic is opening up the schools.
School reopenings are a state decision, period. That is the law, and that is the way we're going to proceed. It's not up to the president of the United States.
But we should not rush to reopen schools.
Do I think that indoor dining, Craig, do I think that's, that in-person schooling are likely going to, we're going to have to reconsider those particular parts of society right now in the midst of an out-of-control pandemic? Yes, I do.
I mean, what's your message to educate?
Yeah, you get the idea. You know who did it. You know who did it. You know who did these things to you. The people who assaulted your child's learning ability, they're still in power. In fact, they're more in power now than they were before. They're going to try to act like they didn't do it. Don't let them get away with that crap. Do not let them get away with it. The coming calamity is not a result of coronavirus. I hate these headlines. I see it all the time. Supply chain problems because of coronavirus. Child learning loss because of coronavirus. Suicide, substance abuse because of coronavirus. Because of coronavirus. Because of coronavirus. Because of coronavirus. Coronavirus is a virus that virtually every single person survives just fine. Coronavirus didn't do a single thing. The coronavirus response did a whole heck of a lot. And don't you dare forget who these people are.
We're not getting vaccines. It's time to start shaming them.
Because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
No, screw your freedom. You're a schmuck for not wearing a mask.
We have to stop coddling the morons who will not get the shot.
Shame on you.
No mask, get out.
Put on your mask or get off.
Put your mask on. Put your mask on. Put your mask on!
You know your mask never did anything? Do you know if you voluntarily wore a mask, you should feel stupid? It's not if you were forced to. We were all forced to at various times. But if you voluntarily wore one, you should feel stupid. But that's fine. Everyone feels stupid. I felt stupid 1,000 times. That's how you learn. Remember, feeling stupid is important. When you feel stupid, then you eventually become smart. You don't want to feel stupid again. Feeling stupid is important. So that's good. But here's something else. If you wore a mask and demanded others do the same, do you know you have tyrannical communist tendencies inside of you and you need to work them out? Because not only are you a sheep, you are a sheep who is willing to assault the freedoms of other people in order to justify your sheepishness in your mind. And you owe all those people an apology, and you should look to reform your life, because you're not only stupid, you're a stupid tyrant, and you would bring about tyranny by your scared stupidity. Did you know that? How's that for offensive? All right, but there's one final thing on this. I've been leading up to it. Brand new study came out, and man, we are going to have some public trials in this country. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email any part of the show, or email any of the part of the show. You can email the show, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Email those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris, everyone was yelling at me because hour two didn't get uploaded. What'd you guys screw up? It was on Chris, so if that messed up and you were mad that you didn't get hour two, you should know. Every email you send into jesse@jessekellyshow.com actually goes to Chris, not me. I don't get those emails. And Chris got every single one of those, and boy, did he appreciate that. And I appreciate your feedback for Chris when he screws up like that. All right. I do have to address this before we get back to the COVID thing really quickly. There's something about politicians, something really despicable, that's true, but something weird. I saw this headline and I about laughed out of my chair. Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey addresses speculation of a presidential run. What he basically said was, hey, if Biden runs, I'm out. But if Biden doesn't run, I may consider it. And I thought something to myself. I thought, that can't be real, right? There's no way anybody as despicable as Phil Murphy would actually think to himself that he has a chance of becoming president of the United States of America. He's a world-class scumbag. He destroyed his state of New Jersey during COVID, all while taking vacations with his family, not only to Florida, which was open, and Italy. He packed it up and went to Italy with his family. You do remember one of the great sound bites of all time, right? When Murphy locked everyone down and told everyone not to gather, and then a couple clearly drunk New Jersey chicks found him dining with about eight people outside in a bar.
Oh my God, it is.
Hey, how you
doing?
Oh my
God, Murphy.
How you doing?
Such a
You're having
you
fun
are...
with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bullshit.
No,
I'm not drunk, as a matter of fact.
Can you put your mask on? Please?
You can go yourself. How's that?
I don't need a mask on.
You know why I don't need a mask? Because there ain't nothing wrong with me.
I like your Trump phone.
You're
Yeah, you remember that. Anyway, I thought to myself, here's Phil Murphy. There's no charisma whatsoever. He has that weird kind of cringy half smile type thing where he looks like he's about to eat corn cob through a chain link fence. He's just not a decent governor, not a decent human being, yet is under the delusion that he could one day become president of the United States of America. And you know what it reminded me of? I know this is a side issue. I'll get back to the COVID stuff in a second. It reminded me of Bill de Blasio. Bill de Blasio might be the least likable person in the history of American politics. Maybe Hillary Clinton, you could argue, was worse. There's a lot to choose from, I realize, but Bill de Blasio is just one of those people universally reviled by everybody. And he chooses, do you remember he ran for president for about 15 minutes and was so unpopular he dropped out of the race? What is it with these politicians? They achieve something in their own region and they automatically think that expands to everywhere in the United States of America. Bill de Blasio is made fun of in Democrat circles across the country and thought to himself, I can be president. Phil Murphy running for president? You can't possibly be serious. All right, back to the COVID stuff. You remember ivermectin, right? You remember that? In case you don't, allow me to refresh your memory. I am not a doctor. I have no medical background whatsoever. I went to a very esteemed community college for almost 3 years, but I'm not a doctor. I play one on Fridays on the radio, but I'm not a doctor. So very early on with COVID, I was not dismissive. I was watching. I was watching and I was listening. I don't believe in any narrative that's ever pushed. The second a narrative gets pushed, I push back. I like to watch and wait. It serves me very, very well. And so I wanted to see what people were saying about how to treat COVID. I didn't know at the beginning that I wasn't in danger for it, or the wife wasn't, or the kids weren't. What if I die? I didn't know. So I'm watching and waiting. And immediately these doctors came out and started talking about ivermectin. Maybe you're familiar with it. I'd never heard of ivermectin before in my life. I said, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. Something to keep your eyes on. Okay, very interesting. And then I began to hear from more and more doctors about ivermectin. Then, craziest thing happened. Doctors who started talking about ivermectin to treat COVID, they were immediately attacked by the system. Many of them censored off of various social media sites, YouTube, Facebook, and otherwise, for bringing up ivermectin, which was really weird. Why would you do such a thing? It's a weird thing for, I mean, some tech nerd at Facebook is going to tell this doctor, don't use ivermectin. And then something else crazy happened. I started talking to more and more doctors, including doctors here locally, and they were telling me, Jesse, I don't know why everyone isn't using ivermectin. It's widely available, very few side effects, and I've been treating all my COVID patients with it with an unbelievable amount of success. And I that intrigued me. I didn't know about this ivermectin thing. Okay, well, that sounds awesome. And then Joe Rogan has a very popular podcast, came out, got sick with COVID, put out a little video on Instagram and talked about how he used ivermectin and got better in a day. And I thought, oh gosh, that's also really interesting. Rogan's one of these super health guys, you know, trains, works out, fighting training. Okay, well, Joe Rogan's like 50 some years old, pretty ripped. That's interesting. Okay, so wow, I'm hearing a lot about this ivermectin. And then I watched an all-out media assault on ivermectin. I watched person after person after person, person after person after person talking about how it's horse dewormer, how it's horse paste, how it's horse this, how it's horse that. I even watched the Food and Drug Administration. The Food and Drug Administration, they put out a public post on social media about how ivermectin was horse dewormer and horse paste. This was right in the wake of Joe Rogan saying it. Do you remember how they responded to this?
Ivermectin is something more often used to deworm horses.
Rogan telling his 13 million Instagram followers that he was treated with several drugs, and he included ivermectin on the list, a drug used for livestock.
Rogan said the word ivermectin. Yes, that's the deworming medicine made to kill parasites. And
so things are clearly bad, but they're being made even worse by people who have refused to take the vaccine and instead are swallowing horse paste.
Hydroxychloroquine does more bad than good for coronavirus patients.
In the study of 96,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients on six continents found that those who received that drug promoted by Donald Trump as a, quote, game changer in the fight against the virus had a significantly higher risk of death.
Taking hydroxychloroquine, despite mounting evidence that it doesn't work against COVID-19.
We get the idea, Chris. We get the idea. We get the idea. Headline. Ivermectin reduces COVID death risk by 92%. This is from the Blaze TV. This is a peer-reviewed study out of Brazil. They conducted it, in case you're wondering about the sample size, on a population of 88,000 people. They conducted it in an entire city in Brazil and found that it saved lives. So I know you've already come to this conclusion, but let's make sure we wrap all this up here. The system, it told you not to take it. It told you it was horse dewormer, and it could have saved the life of your mother who died, the life of your father who died, and they knew it was effective. What does that make your system? We'll talk about that. And we're going to talk about this lady who was murdered by an animal who should have never been on the streets. And this is, it goes right back to what I've been telling you about making sure you have something on your body at all times to protect yourself with. I had to get on my wife about this a year ago. Now, she carries everywhere, but she used to go out for a jog or go out and work out outside and didn't like having anything on her. And I just kept telling her, baby, this is where these animals get you. They get the woman who's out jogging by herself in the morning. There's a woman, a wife, a mother. She's never coming home again. Protect yourself. Get a hero gun. And actually, forget about that for a second. I want you to go get a hero arrow. Because maybe you're sitting there saying right now, I don't want to have it on me when I'm jogging. I don't like it when I'm biking or paddleboarding. Jesse, it's a pain. Get a hero arrow. It's shaped not like a gun, like a TV remote control. About the same size, too. Shoots a double barrel blast of this pepper gel. Will debilitate somebody. You don't need a concealed carry permit for it. It has a loud siren. Can save your freaking life. Hero2020.com code Jesse gets you a special discount. Don't just get one for yourself and your loved ones. Carry it. Hero2020.com code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
You tweeted in 2016, I knew this Trump was coming. Stole an election.
I was waiting, Peter, when you were going to ask me that question.
Well, great. Here we go. You tweeted Trump stole an election. You tweeted Brian Kemp stole an election. If denying election results is extreme now, why would
so that? let's be really clear that. That comparison that you made is just ridiculous. You're asking me a question. Yes. Let me answer it.
And you said it was ridiculous.
I was talking specifically at that time of what was happening with voting rights and the what was in danger of voting rights. That's what I was speaking to at the time.
Yeah, it's not complicated. We're going to get into this more in about a half hour from now. It's really not complicated at all. They're going to claim every election they lose was stolen. They're going to claim every election they win was the most legitimate election ever, and they're going to demand you stay the same. Should you play that game with them? We'll have that talk about 20 minutes from now. How should you handle that game? But I want to get to something else. Oh, hold on. Let's address this real quick first. New York City public schools eliminate snow days and will go virtual during bad weather. This is an outrage. There is nothing more glorious as a child than to wake up and look outside and see the snow falling and no. Hey, sorry, Mom, nothing I can do. School's closed. Looks like me and the boys are heading out to have some fun. To take that from children, what has this country become? But no, I wanted to get to this email first. Jesse, I'm a senior citizen. I have children who are your age. I'm following your advice to put my money where my morals are. I'm not complaining, but it is difficult as we run out of places to shop. I live in a city near many shopping centers with lots of national stores. I've cut up my Kohl's card, haven't been to Target in years. My favorite store was Bed Bath & Beyond until they removed Mike Lindell's merchandise. I've been a loyal customer to Kroger for more than 50 years. I contacted their customer service to complain about their new abortion policy. I've now stopped shopping with them and buy my groceries at a locally owned store. Why can't these corporations just sell their merchandise and stay out of political issues? I know the answer to my own question. They are all worried about their ESG scores. Okay, couple things real quick. First and foremost, putting your money where your morals are. Let's make sure we understand this. We all are going to fail and we all are failing. All we can do is get better day after day after day. I am getting better. I am far from perfect. You are far from perfect. We can get better. We are surrounded, so it makes being perfect impossible, but we can try to achieve perfection. Also, putting your money where your morals are is not, it is not just abstaining from funding these despicable child abusive corporations. Part of putting your money where your morals are is making sure you spend money when you spend it, when you have to spend it, with companies who do love you. Yes, I'm glad you don't go to Bed Bath & Beyond anymore. But when you need bedding, robes, slippers, the greatest dog beds out there, do you go to MyPillow? Mike Lindell and MyPillow, not only are they knee-deep in this cultural fight, they're on your side. They're on my side. Are we purposeful about that? They have a huge sale right now on slips, sandals, moccasins. You going to be giving those out for Christmas to anybody? Why would you wait till Christmas when you can get them as low as $29.98 right now? That's part of being purposeful. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. But let's go back to this. Why? Why can't they just sell merchandise? Why can't they just stay out of politics? I already brought this up earlier in the show. Drag queen, drag kids show, ages 11 to 18. Sponsored by who? Who's sponsoring it? Citibank? Jack Daniels? Mike's Hard Lemonade? Wells Fargo? Blue Cross? Courtyard Marriott? Tito's Vodka. Should I stop reading? Are you in pain yet? Target. Are you in physical agony yet? Intuit, the technology company. Why? Why do they do this? Well, there's a couple big reasons corporations do this. The first is our fault. The second is not our fault. I was trying to figure out how I should order this, but I figure I might as well do it. Let's just rip it like a Band-Aid. Why is it our fault? How could this be our fault? I talked about it a little bit last week, but professional sports. Someone did a poll on the fan base of professional sports. What do you think would happen to professional sports? Baseball, football. What do you think would happen to them if they lost 1/3 of their customer fan base? The leagues would probably, maybe not go away. Maybe that's too drastic, but They would require massive reforms. There would be huge pay cuts for the players. It would be a financial disaster. If you ever lose 1/3 of your revenue, it's a financial disaster. If you're the CEO and you lost 1/3 of the revenue for the company, you'd be fired on the spot. The board would meet and you'd be gone. The NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. Is it still Roger Goodell, Chris? What am I asking Chris for? Whoever the NFL commissioner is, he'd be fired immediately. 1/3. And yet, you... still watching the Giants this Sunday? Part of the reason, a huge part of the reason, these corporations continuously spit on you and me and spit on your values. Part of the reason they're so in your face about it is our fault. It's our fault. And I'm pointing fingers at myself, so don't think I'm talking down to you. When these people at these corporations... Let's pick on Target because they're on the list. They're always on the list. One of the most despicable companies out there. When the company board at Target sits down and they have to decide, should we sponsor this drag kid show where 11-year-old boys will dress up like stripper girls and dance for people on stage? When they sit around that boardroom, yes, there are communists in that board table, and I'll get to that in a minute, but they also do have to make business decisions. And you know what they know? You know what they know at Target? They know this. They can sponsor that kids drag event and you'll still run there for the back to school special. But they know if they don't get involved in these things, if they don't serve the Sodom and Gomorrah left, they understand the communists will actually put their money where their morals are and they'll stop going to Target. Target sits down at their corporate board table and they make business decisions with your money and they think you're a sucker. They think you're a chump. At Tito's Vodka, Look, you want to talk about hypocrisy? I didn't know they did this. I have a bottle, a handle of Tito's vodka in my house as we speak. We make Bloody Marys with it on the weekends. I have a handle in my house, so I'm pointing fingers at me. Tito's vodka, they think I'm a chump. And they're right. They think I won't take the time to look into their company before I buy a handle of vodka, and I didn't. Now, they were wrong about one thing. They think now that I know I'll keep going back, they're wrong. I've bought my last one. Where are you? They do this because of you and because of me. That's half the reason. The other half, we'll deal with in a second.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.